afford it. Need a break? Relax. Grab a coffee and join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
Great to have you company this Wednesday afternoon. Well, am I glad that we are pre-recording, because I can't even tell you where we are this Wednesday afternoon. Are we still in lockdown, or have we been moved to level two? Well, everybody else will know that by now, but we didn't know when we pre-recorded, because when we pre-recorded, we were still in level four. So with all of that, that's tiring already, isn't it? Take 25, pour yourself a cuppa or something a little stronger and join the conversation. You're with Mariska and Irene, listening to Two Sugars on 104.6 Planet FM.
Yeah! idiot, Mariska. Did you not hear the news?
What do you mean? What do you mean? Isn't it tomorrow?
No, we're in lockdown for another week.
I thought they were mentioning it tomorrow, and here I was saying we were pre-recording. Everybody knows that anyway because we're in lockdown. But I thought that she was actually going to tell us on Tuesday. No. Okay, so we're in lockdown for another week. There you go. There we go.
It keeps changing. So it was on the news at 4 o'clock this afternoon. And luckily I recorded it, so I'll read it out to you later. But no, we're in lockdown for another week, and the rest of New Zealand is in staying on level 2 for another week.
There you go. So I'm going to have to be cooking more pavlovas, more. Do you know what? Isn't it funny? We seem to always go to cooking. Must be the thing when you've got nothing else to do. But I made some lovely pizzas in the weekend. And do you know what I used for the bases? Just wraps. There was some, I found it in some supermarket. It was a garlic wrap. So nice and thin, real thin base. And I just shoved a whole lot of stuff on that, bit of tomato paste on the bottom, shoved it in the oven, and it was as good as a cooked pizza.
Yes, honey, rats are really good for making very skinny pizzas.
It was.
I love to make happy people keep discovering things.
No, well, I used to. Do you know, isn't it funny? I used to make them like that ages ago. And I had just seemed to have forgotten about it. But, I mean, I'd never attempt a pizza base, or I don't even like the pizza bases you can buy because they're thick and stodgy and meh. So, but a wrap is just an awesome thin piece, and you don't feel like gluggy afterwards because it's actually quite healthy. I'm going to tell myself that. It was quite healthy.
Well, you can also make calzones with wraps. You know what a calzone is?
Yes, I do. Gosh, I haven't had one of them for years.
It's another totally Italian dish that you can use a wrap rather than a pizza base for.
Mm. And what do you, remind me, what do you stuff them with again?
Well, as long as there's loads of cheese so that it holds them together, you can put whatever you like in. But, I mean, calzones can be anything, you know. They often they'll have sort of stewed beef, meat and chicken and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Just about, it can be vegetarian, it can be just about anything you like. Just think large samosa.
There you go. No, well, that's all right. Okay, now I can get myself back into the mindset, and everybody else out there, well, you probably already were because, you know, I'm just a wee bit behind the eight ball today. But so there we go. We're another week in there, and
Yes, it's going to be interesting to see how everybody copes with it. I really hope that they just buckle under and give it another shot for another week. That's all they've got to do. But I tell you, on my walk today, it was busy out on those roads. It looks like people are already sort of decided, right, they're back to work.
Well, that would be a bugger, wouldn't it? Oh, my God. Yeah. But, well, we see what's happening around the world, and I'm not sure I want that. But you're right. Probably a lot of patience is running a bit thin as we go. And I'm sure parents are sick of doing homework or trying to figure out what the homework is these days. Interesting talking to people that do have kids, and they're struggling with the homework. Isn't that funny?
Yes. I tell you what, though, one of the things that I think they should have really sought a little bit deeper into and got into action quicker is the school holidays.
Oh,
why
yeah.
not make the school holidays during the COVID lockdown? You know, if they'd made the school holidays at the beginning of the COVID lockdown, said, right, we're going into a COVID lockdown, so we're bringing the school holidays forward for 2 weeks, you've got 2 weeks of holidays. That gives the teachers 2 weeks to get all the online digital stuff done, and away they go. I mean, but now they're going to go back, and the kids go straight into school holidays.
Ah, yeah, but as a kid, it's not really a holiday, is it? Staying stuck at home, is it? I can
well,
see the
no, maybe it's not, but think about the mothers that, and the fathers that have to work, and COVID gets lifted, they've been stuck at home, they have to go back to work, and their kids are suddenly on school holiday. So you think about that. I mean, I my heart just bleeds for those poor people. You know? Really.
I
hit it when I had my kids and being a solo mother, and, you know, if I had to then suddenly cope with, oh, no. I'm sure they could think of something better than that.
But on the other hand, they would have had to give the kids something to do during that time because a lot of parents would have still been working at home anyway. But, yeah, I mean, we know that we were, and, you know, if we go into lockdown, it's going to be at least a couple of weeks. So you're right, you know, to be able to go, all right, let's just stop and have a breather, you know, teachers. Yeah, it kind of makes sense, doesn't it? It just has to be some flexibility every so often, you know, not just stuck to the whatever happens. Yeah, there you go.
And it's all about rolling out the online teaching as well. It takes them at least a week to 2 weeks to roll that out. So if they just think about it and go straight into school holidays, the teachers are working out how to roll it out. They've got 2 weeks to do it. School holidays are over, they're into it, and then they just carry on. And then we haven't got so many kids behind at the end.
It's not that hard to do online teaching. You've got all of your stuff there anyway. You've got a whiteboard on your Zoom and everything. So they've already got all of their lesson plans there. I suppose it's just doing it in a different, or getting the students actually to be in front of a camera is probably the worst thing.
Well, no, I heard on the news one of these school teachers saying just last week that they've got the online teaching programs up and running now right throughout. And I remember sitting there thinking, what? Just now we've been in lockdown. How come it's taken you so long to get? I mean, I would have thought that the program was all organised last time and it's just a simple, you know, put the whole thing out again. But, hey, I'm not a teacher. What do I know? I don't know.
I suppose you do have to do it differently because you don't have as much. Well, you can have as much interaction as you like actually on the Zoom and stuff like that, but it does require a little bit more energy. You're absolutely right. But anyway, I'm sure they're doing their utmost best. And I know as a lecturer we had to go online, but I'm just thinking we got all of our lesson plans there ready to go, whether it's face to face or online. But it's more the, I suppose, how do you do an exercise, a discussion? But you've got the discussion groups. But, yeah, things do get a little bit more difficult.
Mm. You're teaching online all the time, so you would know a lot of the things that you need to do. You are teaching online all the time, aren't you, during Zoom?
No, not all of the time, but it is getting familiar with whichever platform. And I suppose that's for any of us, actually. Whichever platform that you're familiar with, that you're being asked to use. And I know Zoom has been a great platform because it's a really simple platform, but it's got some amazing things. Like you can have a whiteboard up there. Everybody can write on that whiteboard, you know. You can have breakout rooms and things like that. So at least it gives a little bit of, you're not just sitting there kind of talking to people. You know, you can have some interaction. But for those teachers out there, I must say, it is absolutely draining to try and create energy online. You are absolutely mentally and physically shattered by the end of the day. So I do feel for them out there. It is hard to create that energy that you would have in the classroom. Mm.
Okay, so we need to think about that then, because people like me, you know, the average Joe blog, we wouldn't have a clue about that. We'll be going, well, hang on a minute, you know, COVID lockdown, how much harder is that from? So that's a really, really good thing that we need to pass that around and let people know. I can see too, it would be like, it's a lot harder to record a song in a studio than what it is to sing the song out in front of an audience, because the audience gives you your energy, you know?
Absolutely.
Energy thing coming, you know, it's nothing you can see or put your fingers on, you just feel it, and you can sing so much better with that crowd around you than what you can in a studio, just trying to,
That's exactly right, actually. And then, you know, then putting people, you can't leave someone in front of a screen all day long either. I mean, God, we'd all go nutty. Mind you, in saying that, aren't they in front of a screen at school anyway? Don't they all sit there in front of their laptop? I don't know. I haven't been into a school for such a long time.
No, me neither. Well, it would be interesting. Have we got any school teachers out there that want to put their 2 bits forward? I tell you what, I wanted to ask you, one of the things I wanted to ask you, I know what I am craving for. Are you craving for anything that you cannot produce in your own home at the moment during lockdown, that you can only get when we go down a level?
Have you got any? You're going to think this is weird, but I am going to say coffee, a proper coffee. I am such a coffee snob. So even making a coffee at home, if, you know, through one of those little machines on the your stove top or whatever, I'm afraid does not cut the mustard. I am waiting. Yeah.
You and 4 million others. Yeah, we've definitely all got the coffee. But, you know, the thing that is just driving me nuts at the moment, I want some hot chips. I never eat hot chips. Do I ever eat hot chips? No, I never eat hot chips. Right now, I would absolutely pay $10 for a small bag of hot chips.
Isn't that interesting? Because, I mean, I use the oven baked chips. So we do have hot chips every so often. But they're not quite the same, you're right, as a KFC fries or a McDonald's fries. You know, they're quite different. But, no, I've got the McCain's, is it the McCain's bag of oven chips in the freezer?
Yeah, well, that's the funny part. See, I don't have a potato in the house. I don't do a lot of carbs. I mean, I'm a sweet potato girl and, I hardly do any carbs at all. But I tell you what, as soon as we go to level 3, I'm in that queue. I might have been in that queue last time. I didn't want hot chips last time. I don't know what it is, but this time I want those hot chips.
Oh, really interesting.
Really good hot chips, yeah. Isn't it interesting? It's just bizarre. And I do remember when I did ocean crossings and that, you know, we could be 8-10 days out at sea, and so we're only eating the stuff that I've organised to have on board the boat, and we always, all of us, all wanted to go and get a big bag of hot chips as soon as we got ashore. We went to the first takeaway place we could. And the other thing we wanted, of course, was a big fat steak because, you know, we ate a lot of rice and vegetarian and all that sort of thing, very, very little meat when we're on the boat. So the first thing we'd do when we found any sort of civilization was have some steak.
Steak and chips.
Steak and chips, yep, not quite with the egg on top.
Be interesting to know what our listeners out there, what are you craving? You're absolutely right. You know, what is it? Is it stuff that actually you probably wouldn't eat, but it's just because you can't eat it? Yeah. You know, I don't think I'd rush out to KFC unless the hot and spicy was on. That's the only time I have it. But would I go down there just because I can't have it? You know, isn't it interesting? And we see queues and queues of takeaways after, you know, we open up. But yeah. We probably eat it and probably think, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And I got myself lost today because I am so craving to have some sort of excitement and adventure, you know. And so I'm sort of going down all these little tracks and into the bush and just walking around. And, I mean, we're talking about the middle of Albany there. I've found all these lovely little bush tracks that are right in the centre of these great big huge, you know, vastly populated areas of suburbia. And there's these beautiful bush tracks running alongside these little rivers. But I went uphill and down dale today, and in the end I was going, okay, right, Irene, come on, this is an adventure. Just keep going, and it doesn't matter where you come out. It's an adventure, you know. And then I look at the time and I go, but I've got a date with Mariska. I do need to get back, and I don't know where I am. And I was trying to stay with the adventure in the middle of Albany. I was trying to stay with this adventure and walk my way through it, but in the end I had to pull the old Google out and find out where I was to be able to get home again.
I think that must be the funniest COVID brain story. I think you've got COVID brain fog or something.
Oh, it was just hilarious. I was even going to take my shoes off and tie them around my neck like I've done in the past and roll my pants up and wade across streams. You know, anything for some wild adventure outside of a city, I mean.
Oh, dear. Oh, that is just so funny. Getting lost in your own city. Perfect.
It was in the bush. I mean, How many other countries in the world can say they've got bush in the middle of their city? Oh, actually, New York does, yeah. So does Barcelona. Oh, yeah, they all do.
Yes, of course we all do. I know, and some of those parks, like think of New York Park. Oh, my God, Central Park is massive. Gorky Park in Russia was absolutely massive. You could spend days in there and nobody'd even, you wouldn't, yeah, nobody'd find you. Yeah.
Right. Well, my little park, my little bush walk was only 3 kilometres, so you don't need to, you know. I mean, I'm in lockdown. It was massive as far as I'm concerned.
That is just too funny, and I'm probably sure all of us have got something like that where we've just kind of switched off for a while and thought, huh? And maybe some of the most simplest things that we usually do have now become a bit complex, a bit difficult.
I tell you something else new that I've done in all my excitement going on with COVID. Friends of mine said, come on, we're going to play bingo. I've never played bingo in my life, but they've got this online bingo thing. It was just a hoot. We all got our glasses of wine, you know, 6:30 on a Saturday afternoon, like you were going to meet at the pub or something, and we're all sitting there. Some of the people in our group didn't even know what bingo means. It was hilarious. And we played these games of bingo, and we all offered prizes for whoever managed to I yelled out a bingo going, yay, look, I've got it. But like the very first game we played, but I thought I only had to have 4 in a row and I had to have 5 in a row. So.
Well, I tell you what, that brings back some memories, because this is years and years and years ago when we were in England and I wasn't working at the time and I was getting a bit bored. But in every little village in England, there was the local bingo hall. And so I did. I joined. No, I think I just went along. I think you could just go along. And I was way by far the youngest person in the room, as you could imagine. But it was a hoot. It was an absolute hoot. And I quite enjoyed it. Yeah.
And apparently, I mean, I have actually seen them playing it once. I've never played it myself. So I must have had something similar to you where I'd gone into an old person's home or something and they were all playing bingo or something. But I remember them calling out the names, you know, like the numbers all had their own particular, like length 11 and, oh, I don't know. I mean, there was a, I'm not going to say the one for 69. I can't remember it, but I can imagine what it was. You know, I mean, there were just so many different numbers with these little titles that they had, just hilarious. So we were trying to remember what those were because the bingo game that we had found online didn't have them.
Oh, that's I'm going to go,
that's too boring. It's too boring. Come on, we've got to get these names going. We've got to get this sorted out. So we'll probably have another one tomorrow night. Nobody's organised it yet. I probably need to get into it. But that's a fun thing you can do, something that used to be done ages ago and everybody's forgotten about it, and it's all these things are slowly getting revived.
Let's find a list. We'll go and have a wee bit of a Google search for the list with all of the names, and we'll post that up on our Facebook page, I think, because it is a little bit of fun, I think, and what a nice way to kind of spend a little bit of time. And you know, interestingly enough, bingo is probably quite an independent game anyway, because you're there concentrating on your own numbers. So while it's social, you know, when it's finished, you're all sitting there, so it probably works quite well on Zoom. Yes, absolutely. We'll find a list of legs 11 and all of those and pop that up on our Facebook page, and everybody can have a bit of a play. And I think that's what you're going to all have to do, because that's all we have time for this week. So why don't we go and find a list and catch up with some friends. Wherever you are in the world, it does mean that someone might have to be joining you in the middle of the night or the middle of the morning, whatever. But hey, get together and have a game of bingo and have a bit of fun in this lockdown. And we'll see you same time, same place next week.
Every time the sun goes down.